Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nick Strencevic. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Nick Strencevic. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. And now, play ball. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sturgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Nick Strencevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strencevic strikes out. One out. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive towards first. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Pavko moves to third. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Pavko scores. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough is walked intentionally. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Two outs. Nick Strencevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strencevic is 0-for-1 in the game. Strencevic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Late hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strencevic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strencevic fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Cox reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher is walked intentionally. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pavko scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Al Lyons now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a pop-up beyond second. Bloodworth can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. McCullough moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Late strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to third for the out. McCullough scores. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sockold pinch hits for Al Lyons. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gustin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.